This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. For anybody curious as to what the F was happening, that's a fair question. I'm going to argue, this is the best I could come up with, that Mike Bacsik had low blood sugar from a lack of pizza. But now there is a pizza that did get sent here along with Crumble for his last day in studio.
Kyle, thank you. Brady, thank you.
Very nice. And what kind of pizza did you get?
It looks like a chicken sausage banana pepper pizza from Domino's.
Okay. Nice.
I'd like to say thank you to those two again, and I guess no thank you to everybody else.
Oh, my gosh. Maybe they're working on it.
I'm just kidding. Pizza costs a lot of money these days.
That is true. All right. Can you go ahead, Alec, and please give me cut number 5 because I want to talk about Marcus Semien.
Yeah.
3-1 is cranked down the left field line. This one's got a shot. It's gone. Marcus Semien with a line drive home run. Just over the wall and just inside the left field foul pole. His 14th dinger this year. We're tied at 1.
So our question here is going to be, is Marcus Semien the X factor to really make this Rangers lineup go? So a few things. First of all, I already saw somebody text in that they think Marcus Semien should be hitting more like fifth as opposed to first. I hear you, but we think a logical, predictive lineup for the Rangers, at least against right-handed pitching, I know it can change after that to start, would be, and Mike, tell me if you think this is off base, Semien, Seager, Langford.
I'm 100% sure as long as those three are healthy, that will be your opening day first three hitters. This is where I'm not. I won't say 100% anymore.
But Garcia, Peterson, Young, Berger, Carter, Heim.
I think that will be a likelihood against a right-handed starting pitcher. On opening day, Garrett Crochet will probably pitch for Boston, so I don't know exactly how hitters 4 through 9 will be trying to protect Jock Peterson and Evan Carter from a great left-handed starting pitcher.
And so Marcus Semien had a tough year last year. He had a tough year in terms of pretty much most statistical metrics, including on-base percentage. And that's obviously the primary thing you're hoping for and looking for from your leadoff hitter. So it makes sense to say, hey, we can talk about Seager, and I kind of want to talk more about Langford tomorrow or the new additions with Peterson and Berger, but if Marcus Semien plays at the same level that he did last year or has the same production as last year, that feels like it's going to be hard to overcome for the offense.
Yeah, and for me, this is a serious key to the first 6 weeks of the season. Semien's going to be your leadoff hitter on opening day. I believe Seager and Langford will follow as long as those three are healthy. But I think the Rangers have other options as a leadoff hitter. And I get you stick with Semien to start the year. But if he hits .237 with a .308 on base percentage and a .699 OPS, and we're to May 10th, Okay, you're starting on March 27th. I'll give it till May 10th. But if those are his numbers, not saying he can't improve on those numbers as the season goes, but now you're going, wait a second, you played 159 games last year, and you're putting up the similar numbers. Yeah. I know I'm giving exact same, but you're putting up similar numbers to last year. I can't have you be my leadoff hitter anymore. And I have to make an adjustment. And I do think Lankford in today's game is a perfect leadoff hitter. Think of Ronald Acuna Jr., Mookie Betts. There's so many other guys. You know, you think of leadoff hitters now. Lankford has a possibility of being a 30-30 guy.
Okay.
And he has the ability, I think, to bat in the high 200s, at least, let's say, 260 to 280.
Yeah.
Which is
pretty good. Now,
you look at Marcus Semien the year before when you won it all. He had 276. He had
Wait, wait, wait. Sorry. Let me hold that thought for just one second because I want to talk about Wyatt Lankford and then go back to Semien. Would you simply just swap their places in the lineup?
No.
Okay. Then where would Semien go?
If he's hitting 230-ish with under a 700 OPS, I got to move him to fifth or sixth.
Okay.
I can't have my three-hole hitter doing that.
For sure.
So this is where Marcus Semien, if he does not perform well to begin the season and not three series, it's just not fair to be like, oh, they've played 10 games. Let's make a major adjustment in the lineup. Let's play 30 games before we start making a possible major adjustment because here's the issue. I can't just switch him. I don't want, if Marcus Simeon's doing that, and I love Marcus Semien, I don't think he is, but if he does, if he's a 230 hitter with an under 700 OPS, I can't have him as one of my first three hitters.
Yeah.
No way. We're talking about the offense yesterday and how it could be a top five offense rated seventh.
Well, yes.
If my leadoff hitter is batting 230 with a 700 OPS, I do not have a top offense in Major League Baseball. I think it would be impossible to have a top offense in baseball.
So here's a potentially good number then. So Marcus Semien ranks 62nd in the top 100 players. But one of the notes is he traditionally, and I realize as you get older, this becomes more difficult. He's traditionally bounced back from tougher seasons. Like you look at his OPS plus. In 2020, it was only 89. The next year, 131 with Toronto. When he started his Rangers career, he had an OPS plus, and that just kind of compares you to like average players. It's a different, but another kind of like war type comparison. In 2022, he followed up with an OPS plus of 126. And so the last two times this has happened, he's kind of had difficulty in the even years. So he bounced back in 21, bounced back in 23. Will he bounce back in 25? Now, I know the biggest counter argument you could easily make is that was 2 and 4 years ago. Like, and time marches on for us all. And so it could be more difficult for him.
Yeah. And I expect him to have a good year. Don't get me wrong here, but I'm going now with the if. If we get to May 10th, May 15th, and we have a leadoff hitter getting on base about 31% of the time, I'm changing it. I can't do it anymore. Now, the thing is, I can't have my number three-hole hitter having an OPS of 700. That doesn't make sense if I have Lankford and Seager doing damage, and then my next guy can't do damage.
Yep.
So I have to move him to five or six. This is where the whole thing changes. So this is where this is such a big X factor for the Rangers this year, because if Semien doesn't do his job as the leadoff hitter, I think I have a great replacement in Wyatt Lankford, but I move him from 3 to 1. Now, what do I do? Well, who's hot? Who's hitting well?
Yeah.
Let's just say Josh Young's having a good year and he's staying healthy. I move him to 3. And now at 4, do I go Jacques Peterson? Do I stick with Adolis Garcia? Do I move, like, if Adolis and Jacques are doing decent or average, do I move Semien past those guys to kind of give him a more of a back of the lineup, clean up whatever these guys doing?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Damage are because if I have a dude batting 237 with a 700 OPS, I can't have him as one of my first four hitters in my lineup.
How long does the switch hold? Like, let's say you do move Simeon down the lineup. Are we talking week by week? Perhaps changes, because I know you don't want to change your batting lineup all of the time, assuming that there's not somebody out or whatever. So you think it would be like, hey, let's give this a week, see what happens, and then
because go with a hot hand. Now, here's the tough part. You know, sometimes you're like, well, I want to be the leadoff hitter, and then they put you batting fifth, and then you bat 400 with a 12 OPS for that week. They're like, we're not bringing you back up to the leadoff spot. This seems to be the perfect spot for you, you know? So that's always the tough part is if you get demoted in the lineup and then you start hitting well, then there's the conversation, is he hitting well because we've taken some pressure off of him?
Right.
I don't think that would be the Simeon case. That's the Evan Carter case of like, let's just say Evan Carter gets off to a really good start. He can be a leadoff hitter too. Here's my issue. Let's just say, man, I want Lankford not leading off. I don't know why you wouldn't. I think that he's the prime candidate. But let's just say Evan Carter for the May 10th, he's batting 323 against right-handers with a 900 OPS. Now, against lefties, we're trying to protect him. He's not playing that much. So now I go, all right, man, against right-handed pitching, I'm going to lead Evan Carter off. I don't mind that at all. The dude can fly around the bases. And he has a high batting average, and he's hitting a lot of doubles and stuff like that. My issue is now I can't have Evan Carter and Seager batting back-to-back because in the sixth inning or the eighth inning, they bring in a stud lefty because those guys are coming up. I've just pretty much killed my inning.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, I'm in big trouble. My odds of scoring here are way low. So now if I move Evan Carter to lead off, I don't think I can bat Seager second. Now I'm probably like, all right, let me put Lankford in between them. I'll bat Seager third. So I have a righty in between. But now, what do I do from there if I'm going Carter, Lankford, Seager? You know, so I think this is where Marcus Simeon is such a big piece because if I have to start fiddle farting around with my leadoff spot based off of matchups, based off of different situations,
you may well,
it changes the lineup tremendously. It's not just Lankford 1, Simeon 3. It's not just Carter 1, Simeon 8. Like, that doesn't make much sense. I have to start making sense of, I'm facing a starting pitcher for approximately 5 innings in today's game, but I have 4 innings that I'm facing their bullpen. That's why batting Carter and Seager second and third in the playoffs against Houston, no problem. They don't have a left-hander to bring in. I think it was Houston. It might have been I thought Houston didn't have a – I can't remember what team, if it was Baltimore or – Houston. They didn't have a left-handed reliever.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So I never have to worry about them bringing in a left-handed reliever in this game. I can bat them back-to-back, but most teams will have one or two lefty relievers that you're concerned about later in the game. So I have to separate Carter. I have to separate Joc Pederson. I have to Seager's solid against lefties, but I've given you that his numbers do go down quite a bit. It's just that he's still a solid hitter, just not one of the best hitters in the game. So that's where Bruce Bochy could have an issue, is if Semien struggles that first month, now he has to start thinking about the leadoff spot, and then that changes, besides, let's say, Seager batting second, that changes my 3 through 9 hitters and how I line them up.
And somebody asked, so I was like, you know what, I'm going to double check that, because I remember that the first year, but I don't think this is entirely accurate. Isn't Semien from the 3-2-5 known for starting slow to begin with? We might have to give him more time. That's not necessarily the case. Now, when he first got here, so in 2022, right. Remember, we were all talking about that, like, oh my God, what the hell's happening? But in 2023 and last season, his first months were not bad whatsoever. In fact, I would probably call both of them at least solid. So yeah. I don't think he's always a slow start.
We assume this team is going to be led by offense first, starting pitching second.
I probably do assume that.
If the offense is struggling through 30 games and your leadoff hitter is struggling to get on base, I can't wait till June 1st.
Yeah.
Like I can't. So I have to look at it and go, I got to change this up. Now this is where I love Bruce Bochy. Because I don't think he's just set in his ways and he's like, this is just what it's going to be. If you go look at his San Francisco team, he messed around with their lineup. It wasn't this guy bats first every time, this guy bats second, this guy bats third. I'd go back and look, but I would say the only person that probably was stable in his lineup every day was Buster Posey.
Yeah.
And he would move different guys around for different situations. So being a National League manager back when they had the pitcher hit really helps out Bochy having to mess with lineups where, let's just take, for example, an American League manager, Joe Torre. I know he managed other teams, but Joe Torre with the Yankees. Hell, he just pretty much put out these guys and never changed it. I do remember he had to change A-Rod at one point. He was struggling so much in the playoffs. There's a big conversation of dropping him in the lineup.
Right. But
I do think that the Rangers, Marcus Semien, to start this year is a key. Because if he's going well and other guys are struggling, you're not going to have to change up the lineup a lot. Let's just say Adolis Garcia gets off to a rough start. I can drop him from 4 to 6 and just move Young from 6 to 4. That's just two guys changing into the spots. But if Semien struggles, I got to change way more than just Lankford to 1 and Semien to 3. I got to start making way more adjustments in my lineup because I'm assuming at that point I got to move Semien to batting 5th or 6th in my lineup for a little bit of time. And the thing is I do think Lankford or Carter are the future leadoff hitter for a long time.
Yeah.
I just don't know when that change will be made. Hopefully this is a great year and you don't have to worry about it, but if you have to worry about it, then the Rangers are going to have to make somewhat, I'll call it, massive lineup changes.
From the 305, I'm from Fort Worth, but I'm listening from Key West, Florida. I have a place here and in Fort Worth. Ooh, fancy. When I'm in Florida, I love the Odyssey app. I'm going to miss Mike. Where are you going? We've talked about this a couple times, but for people who don't know, where are you going?
So I will be calling approximately 100 games for the Texas Rangers this year on television, the Rangers Sports Network, through all kinds of different situations. Obviously, people I think know the most is Victory Plus, but it'll be on a lot of other ways to get it. So that is where I am going to be working now full time. So today's my last day here in Dallas. Thank you for the pizza so far, Kyle from Allen / Salt Lake City. I mean, it's not a pizza party with just one pizza. You know what I'm saying?
We got to thank
so far the pizza so far. But I will be leaving next week. We go to Surprise, Arizona, yep, Monday through Friday, and then that's it. That will be my last time on the station on 105.3 The Fan.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.